ASSINIBOIA, producers are taking their time combining the last few canola fields before moving on to their flax fields, many of which are still not ready for harvest. Producers would like to see a hard frost that would allow them to combine the remaining flax and close the book on harvest for the 2022 season. Harvest has reached 99%, ahead of the five-year average of 94%. Producers would also like to see a large general rain sweep across the region over the course of a couple days to allow the soil moisture to be recharged. Yields in the region were a disappointment for most, while a few noticed as light increases from last year. Spring wheat was estimated to be yielding 25 BU, AC, durum 24 BU, AC, oats 48 BU, AC, barley 39 BU, AC, flax 16 BU, AC, canola 18 BU, AC and lentils 1,134 pounds, AC. One positive of the dry growing and harvest conditions is that grain quality remained high for hard red spring wheat. It was rated as 65% 1CW, 31% 2CW and 4% 3CW. Very little rainfall was received over the past week in the region, which has led to a further decline in topsoil moisture and water availability for livestock. Some areas received 2 or 3 millimeters, but this was not enough to make any difference to the extremely dry conditions of both cropland and pastureland. Cropland topsoil moisture is now rated as 9% adequate, 31% short and 60% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 1% adequate, 26% short and 73% very short. Conditions for many producers and their livestock are becoming grim, and without rainfall soon many producers will be forced to reduce their cattle herds even further than they already have. Farmers are busy wrapping up harvest, harrowing, hauling bales, cleaning corrals and moving cattle to where they can be fed and watered.